Erev Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Parashat Noach. So of the many things that we can speak about in Parashat Noach, there's a very interesting Rashi quoting a Midrash that I think many of us already saw or heard about, at least because Rav Melech spoke about it this week. Rashi brings down and he says that at the end of last week's Parashat, Vahi Noach ben 500 shana, vayoled Noach et shem, et cham, veet yaf. Noah was 500 years old when his first child was born. And how old was Noah when the Mabul came? 600 years old. Rashi says, very interesting thing, quoting the Midrash. Amar Rabbi Yudan, Ma ta'am kol adorot olidu lekuf shana, veze letav kuf. All of the other generations, all of the generations preceding Noah, from Adam to Noah, all those other 9 generations, they all had children in their hundreds, right? Only in this week's parasha do we find they started having children in their 20s and 30s. 20s and 30s at Asarat Dorot, at the end of the last week's Dorot, right? The first 10 Dorot, everybody started having children in their hundreds, yeah? Adam Rishon, 130, right? Vechule, vechule. But everybody had in their hundreds, and Noach when? 500. Say why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, If his children are going to be the Shaim, I'm going to have to kill them along with the rest of the world. And Noach, the Tzaddik, it's going to hurt him. If they're Tzaddikim, he's going to have the burden of making a bunch of Tevot. It's hard enough, right, to make one Tevot. One took him 120 years. Yeah. Therefore, what did Hashem do? Kavash et ma'ayano ad taf kuf shana. Says Rashi, we know that when is a person chayav be'onshin nowadays? Bidei Adam, 13. Bidei Shamayim, 20. Before Matan Torah, how was it? They only became chayav onashim when they were 100. Therefore, what? Hashem had an idea. Right? Yefet, which was the oldest of the children. See Rashi on the Pasuk. Achi, Yefet HaGadol. See what it says over there. But anyway, Yefet, the oldest of the children, Hashem said, I don't want him to be 100 when the Mabul comes, because then he won't be Ra'ui Le'onshim, and therefore what? Tzadik or Rasha, he'll still be eligible for refuge where? In Noach's own Teva. And that's why Hashem only allowed Noach to start having children at the age of 500. Verstehst? Yafin. Says Hagaon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Nisichot Musar. He says, I don't understand. He says, ask yourself for a second. You know, Abraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising in the world, and he says, Tzcharachar b'me'od, and Hashem was telling him, don't worry. What did Abraham Avinu reply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in next week's parasha? Hashem Elokim matiten li. He told Hashem, whatever you give me will be almost like nothing in my eyes. Why? Because I'm barren, I'm childless. When a person's childless, that is the greatest source of suffering in the world. Hashem yirachem v'yatzim, people who can't have children. So much so that the Gemara says in the Darim, that arba'a chashuvim kamet, one is, mi she'en lo banim. Could you imagine the amount of tzar that, no, and this is not childless, for, you know, however, this is Noach waiting. Right? Let's say people started having in their hundreds, waiting like 400 years to have children.
What does that mean? What's 100 years? 40 years?
Whatever it is.
Was Noach, it 40 for us?
Does it matter? He was barren. He sees everybody else having children, and he's barren. The Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavash Ma'ayano. If you would imagine that Hashem would come to Noach and say, right, let's say the children were tzaddikim. Rishayim says, okay, whatever. Let's say they were tzaddikim. What did Rashi say? No, Hashem didn't want to put him out by having to make multiple tevot. You serious? What would a person not do in order to save his children's life? Is there anything that a person would spare to save his children's life? What does that even mean? All the money in the world. Iten ish kol et kol hon beto ba'ava boz yavuzulo. He'll spend all the money, he'll walk to the ends of the world to spare his children's life. So what's another thing? Another teva, yeah, he would do it with love. And guess what? And if you didn't have time, whatever, you would hire workers. And what do you think? The children themselves wouldn't want to spare their own lives? Of course, they would build their own tevot. So what is it? No, Hashem didn't give him children then. He made him suffer through 400 years of barrenness. Why? Because he didn't want to put him out to build extra tevot if they would end up being tzaddikim. Ma'akavanabazi. You understand the kind? It's a very, very powerful question. What's going on? There's got to be something deep here. Zakt, the Sichas Musar, in his classic analysis of the Mikraot, what a lamdan. Yeah, his lamdanut, especially in the Mikraot, was legendary. He says like this. It says by Elisha, originally, that he sent Gehazi, when the Shunammite's son died, and he was going to go be Mechayim Etim. Originally, how did Elisha send Gehazi, his servant, to go be Mechayim Etim? With his stick. He said, go take my stick and put it onto, you know, the child, and it's going to be Mechayim Etim. And that would have happened. Except, the Midrash says that on the way, Gehazi made fun of it. He used to stop people and say, oh, you see the stick? Gehazi gave it to him, he's going to be Mechayim Etim. He joked about it, and because of his litzanut, the stick lost its power of Tchiyat Metim. But you see from here something very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the power of Tchiyat Metim to the stick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave power of Tchiyat Metim to Elisha. But because of Elisha's, you know, Kedusha and Mesirut Nefesh, he was able to imbue that koach of Mesirut Nefesh into even a stick in an inanimate object. You know where else we see that? The Gemara in Yoma, the Flamedchet, tells a story of a person called Nicanor, who's a goy. You ever heard of the Sha'are Nicanor in the Beit HaMikdash? The Gemara says a story, and I'll tell you the story in a minute, but when Am Yisrael got rich, they changed all of the doors of the Beit HaMikdash to gold, besides for two. The gates of Nicanor, which were two doors that were made out of copper. He was a goy from Mitzrayim, and he wanted to donate doors of copper to the Beit HaMikdash. He took a boat from Alexandria in Egypt, and there was a big storm, and the ship, you know, was about to sink, and they said, buddy, it's too heavy, you got to throw it overboard. And what happened, he was so bizarre that when he got there, they threw over one, and the other one, he says, you're not throwing over. If you throw over the second one, tie me to it and throw me over. What did they say? Bisir. Yeah, so they did it, and he floated. Right, that door saved his life, and he was so much bizarre that he lost the other door. That a few moments later, the other door bubbled from under the water, and it floated to shore, and he came back because the godel and this, because of his mesirut nefesh for this mitzvah of donating to the Beit HaMikdash, he was able to imbue his mesirut nefesh, and one door saved him, and the other door saved itself. You see that with mesirut nefesh, a person can kind of put that into inanimate objects also. And we'll try to listen to this. And there are many, many such, you know, examples throughout Tanakh and throughout the Talmud. Har Sinai, after the Torah was given, what's the kusha of Har Sinai today? Nothing. You walk on Har Sinai? Yeah, the Torah was given. The single place that was the greatest occurrence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in mankind, where that happened, that place, has no Kedusha anymore. What about Har HaBayit? Yeah. What about when there's no Beit HaMikdash anymore? Still. Halacha, Yerushalayim, Kiddesha L'Sha'ata, V'Kiddesha L'Atid Lavo. Kach Halacha. Now. Yeah. Now. Rabotai, ever ask yourself, so why is that? Why does Har Sinai not have Kedusha? Okay. Why does Har HaBayit have Kedusha, Rabotai? Har HaBayit's everlasting Kedusha is not necessarily, not only because of the Beit HaMikdash. Because if it was solely because of Beit HaMikdash, once it's not there anymore, the Kedusha should be gone. You know why it is, Rabotai? B'derech shel drash. You know why? What was the first significant event to happen by Har HaBayit? Akedat Yitzchak. That Mesirut Nefesh that Abraham Avinu did, and Yitzchak also, that infused the mountain with Mesirut Nefesh ledore dorot, and that Kedusha, regardless of the presence of the Beit HaMikdash, that's there, la'ad u'lo'ol me'onamim. That's a huge thing, says the Sichot Musar. Ve'od kahena v'chahena. Rabotai, based on this, we can see Noach, who was the tzaddik yisod olam. Noach is tzaddik. Tamim haya b'dorotav. Ki otecha ra'iti tzaddik lefanai b'dor hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach. Not a simple person. Do you know what 120 years worth of Mesirut Nefesh, working on the Teva, building it, and toch kede building it, giving people Musar, getting laughed at. Rashi brings the Midrash. People used to mock him. He was the joke of the town. People would spit at him and curse him and laugh at him. And he built and he gave them Musar. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world. Better your ways. Chizru b'tshuva. And nobody cared. That Mesirut Nefesh of 120 years, he infused that into the Teva. You know why the children couldn't, there wasn't any more time to do any more Tevot. What about the children? What about workers? No. They wouldn't have done it with his level of Mesirut Nefesh, and it wouldn't have saved them. Because only the only kind of Teva that was able to save Noach and his family was the Teva that was built with that level of Mesirut Nefesh, and there was only time for one. They couldn't help. Says the Midrash, it's a very interesting Midrash, Yalkut Shimoni B'Shalach, Remez Resh Nun Vav. What were the dimensions of the Teva, Rabotai? V'zeh asher ta'ase otah. Shelosh me'ot amma, not amma. Maze amma? Maidservant. Mi she'omer amma, machzirim oto. Ela, yomar, amma. Mem degusha. Amma, maidservant. Amma, cubit. Yeah. Anyway, b'kitzur. Zeh machzirim oto. One dagesh. That's it. Mamash, machzirim oto.
No,
he needs a dagesh. Ama, right? Kiye me'ish, ama ibriya, right? Ama ibriya is ama, maidservant. Ama, or amot, is the measure. Shelosh me'ot ama, orech ha'teva, chamishim ama rochba, u'shloshim ama omata, chamishim ama rochba. Where else in the Mikra do we find wood that was 50 amot? ותומר לו זרש אשתו ולכל אהביו יעשו עץ גבוה 50 אמה ויקלו את מרדכי עליו ובוא עם המלך אל המשתה שמח ויתב הדבר בעיני המן ויעסקן. And then they ended up paying him. They ended up, says the Midrash, where was that עץ גבוה 50 אמה from? That was from the width of the Teva. That עץ came from the Teva. Why, says the Sichot Mutzar, why in the world would that piece of wood or that etz have to come from the Teva? Because that Teva that had the Mesirut Nefesh in it already infused that brought about Hatzalah for the world to begin with, that Mesirut Nefesh was able to bring Hatzalah to Am Yisrael again b'mei Haman. Understand that? And that nobody else could do. Mesirut Nefesh is what works wonders. When a person gives it his all, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't require us or expect us necessarily to succeed. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to give it our all. That determination to succeed, that selflessness, that a person says, I don't care, come what may, I have to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah teach. Do you know what it means to build something for 120 years? With or without understanding what 120 years was back then. Maybe it's shorter. And there, you know, relative to their lifespan. Aval mikol makom, you have to realize, this is a big thing. And that, his Mesirut Nefesh, is what saved him and his family, and in the repropagation of the entire world came about as a result of Noach's dedication, selflessness, and that could not be reproduced in any way. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put him through 400 years of suffering. Kavash ma'ayano, he made him barren in order for him to have that Mesirut Nefesh, and nobody else could replace that. Rabotai, the message is clear. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Borach, Zichut Shem Rabot Naimot V'Tovot, and thank you for listening.